When John Cohen was growing up in the suburbs of Long Island in the 1940s and 50s, he heard a lot of music, but most of it was the commercial pop music played on the radio. Music that Cohen said suffocated his spirit. He yearned for something else. Through recordings made by musicologist Alan Lomax and others, Cohen soon discovered a broad range of music pulsing from all over the country, everything from rural blues to Scottish gypsy singing to foot-stomping gospel. But Cohen still wasn't satisfied. Not until he picked up a tape deck and a camera and hit the road, recording and photographing the music makers he met. A double-barreled retrospective of John Cohen's work has just been released, a CD and book called There Is No I, Music for Photographs. A photo exhibit is also traveling the country. John Cohen joins us in the studio. Thank you for coming in. Welcome.
Well, it's nice to be here.
You say in the liner notes to the CD, there's a line here very early on, I can see my life as a search, and music and photographs marked the journey. Search for what?
It's a very interesting question because it took me a whole bunch of years just to realize that my life was a search, or is a search. As Pablo Picasso once said to a question like, do you know what your painting is going to look like when you start it? He says, if I knew what it looked like, I wouldn't do it. So that's the best answer I can give you on that.
But what was it that you were looking for in this music that appealed to you that you weren't satisfied with in other music?
Well, I wanted to be able to breathe. And the other world that I was coming from was a little bit suffocating. That's a way of saying it.
Well, what was it? I mean, tell me about when you were growing up in Long Island. What did you feel suffocated by?
Growing up in Long Island.
Well, describe a scene, if you would.
No, it's really, you know, towards the end of my years there, I realized it's a cocoon. You feel like you've got everything in place, everything's comfortable, and there's no rocking the boat. There's no trips into New York City. There was no jazz. This was before rock and roll. There was no visceral experience in music. To hear Woody Guthrie singing, the peach trees, they are loaded, and the boughs are bending down. I pick them all day for a dollar, boys, as I go rambling round. This had nothing to do with Long Island.
Sometimes a fruit gets rotten, falls down on the ground. There's a hungry mouth for every peach as I go rambling around, boys, as I go rambling around.
And I said, here's a guy whose voice is speaking to me, and I like it. And worlds open up when you hear things like that.
I wish that I could marry, I wish I could settle down. But I can't save a penny, boys, as I go rambling around, as I go rambling around.
I wonder if you would talk to us a little bit about the second selection on the CD, which is called If I Had My Way, performed by the Reverend Gary Davis, who sings and also plays the guitar. You recorded this in Harlem in 1954.
If I had my way, oh, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would turn.
So the Reverend Gary Davis singing If I Had My Way, recorded in 1954. So you just went to his house, met him, and went to his house and recorded?
I bought my first tape recorder in order to record him. There weren't portable tape recorders at that time. So this was something I had to lug. Actually, I had to lug it from my parents' house in the suburbs. By bus from the city line, then to the subways to downtown Manhattan, then up to Harlem, to his house, and up these stairs, and make these recordings. And he didn't know what I was, and I didn't know what he was, except I loved his music. I'd only heard it once at a concert. And then I decided, it's such crazy music, such powerful music, that I had to do this. And so I did it. And it's amazing, I was only 22 years old when I did that. And recently I've been reading about Gary Davis. The first records of him were made in 1960. But I made these in 1954. And I hadn't realized that I was just ahead of my times. And I photographed him back then, and all the photographs that you see of Gary Davis, he's always on a stage or backstage with other blues artists or with white folks around. And the photographs I took of him were in grocery stores and begging on the street areas, and or in his home or going up and down the stairs. I was trying to imagine what life was like for a blind singer in the streets of New York.
If I had my way, if I had my way, I want to
have you ever been mistreated? You know what I'm talking about. I will find long years for one woman. She had the nerve to turn me out.
The photo that accompanies this song in the CD, Have You Ever Been Mistreated? It's a very short song sung by Yvonne Hunter. There's no music going on. There's a little boy with a little toy gun pretending to shoot other kids who are running away. So what is it? This is obviously not a picture of Yvonne Hunter. So why did you pair these two?
I really enjoyed your interpretation of the photograph. They were doing an old African ring game for me at that moment. And one of them was Yvonne Hunter. And the photograph just occurred in front of me. And the photograph had its own life in the context of this music. I don't usually want to even explain these things. What I love about these old photographs of mine is that they keep on raising questions. What is music? What is vision? What is... I mean, I don't normally talk about these things, but they do happen in my head.
As it turns out, you recorded not just kind of people in their homes and people you came upon, but also some people who became big stars, such as Bob Dylan. You've got a song in here, a recording, I should say, of Bob Dylan, Roll On John, and you recorded this in 1962.
Well, I didn't record that. It was off a radio program that Cynthia Gooding had done, and it had never been issued. And I always knew the song. Bob had done something very unusual with it, and it wasn't issued back in those days. This is the first time it's ever been issued. And when I heard Bob sing that on this tape, I said, my God, he's understood everything. He was only 21 years old then himself. Now, we all thought he was kind of a sort of a Woody Guthrie knockoff or an ambitious young folk singer. And we didn't hear this side of him. And he does such beautiful, beautiful singing, and all his ornamentation. It could come from a Library of Congress record. It could come from an old hillbilly record. It could come from a blues record. He put it all together, and he transformed an old traditional song that I loved already and made it into something again. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah.
I asked that girl, won't you be my wife? She fell on her knees, she began to cry. The more she cried, the worse I felt.
You know?
You like that ornamentation.
Oh, and you can hear it in the library, that old Library of Congress records of Chain Gang singing the same.
You know, I'm used to hearing it in opera, but I'm not used to hearing it here.
But this is improvised, it's not written. It's been different every time.
Was sinking low, and again a baby, she was walking down the road.
When you put this CD together, you obviously had to make some choices. You probably have thousands of recordings, or at least hundreds, and so you had to make some choices. Which ones am I going to put on this recording, and in what order? So how'd you do that?
Many ways. Part is chronology, part is history, part is just sounds, how one thing illuminated the next. I mean, the cut after Bob Dylan was Roscoe Holcomb singing Unaccompanied. And I had thought of that. Once Bob gave me permission to use the cut, I said, I want to have this sound next to it.
Okay, why?
It did honor both to Dylan and to Roscoe Holcomb. Roscoe is so sparse and so essential that in a way it makes Dylan seem very ornamented. On the other hand, they both have an intensity that reaches me. And I had to use that intensity, that the fact that it reaches me, as a common denominator.
I am a man of conscience sorrow. I have seen trouble all my days.
Roscoe, being a man of just a small village and a construction worker, he's interpreting it personally. Just like Yvonne Hunter was taking a B.B. King song and singing it personally. So maybe that's what these things have in common.
You wouldn't have to know the lyrics, I think, of this song to know that it sounds sorrowful, mournful.
Yeah, and you can go into it and really hear Roscoe say to you, "Yeah, I'm worried. I'm a worried man."
Far in this world.
So he'll hear something off the radio and say, "That's truthful about my life," and sing it.
I have no fear.
Next question.
Well, you're putting some of this, you're able to put some of this stuff on the radio, huh? Does that change it at all? Do people hear it differently?
I don't think so. I think that this is a statement of my personal pursuits. And it's pretty subjective, and it's pretty complicated, but in a strange way, it's complicated, but it's only complicated because we're describing it. If you listen to the record, you can make your own adventure out of it.
John Cohen, his CD, book, and traveling photo exhibition are called There Is No I, Music for Photographs. Thank you, John Cohen.
Thank you.
There is one promise that I've given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.